Cinema, our sponsor for this hour of the show. Not bad. You did that pretty good.
Yeah. What if I couldn't read? I'd be so embarrassed.
And you know, we both use readers and glasses.
Right.
And I'm not ashamed to admit it. Now I might be, a little bit insecure about wearing glasses in public, mm-hmm. but I get away with it because I have bifocal contacts.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but they're not. It's not. They don't have the science perfect yet, mm-hmm. so it's not as good as glasses. And I half the time still have to hold things 5 feet from my body to read. But I threw that on you without your glasses. So very good, excellent job, Kevin. So with Kevin Stewart Swain, you know, a few years ago, the Al Harlow album Now came out, and many listeners here in Pittsburgh were not hip to Al Harlow, even though they knew his music in Prism. Of course, he is the leader of Prism. And the album came out, and just about every DJ here at the station was playing it, and the phones just would light up. Well, the lead single, which actually became a real hit, was written by none other than my partner here in the studio, Kevin Stewart Swain, talking about My Mind is Running Away with You. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the interesting things, here's a little snippet. I first called that song I Don't Hate Myself Enough to Love You. and Al was in the throes of romance at that point. And I thought, well, he's never going to sing this. So I basically changed it to suit his life right at that time. And plus, I was thinking of myself, be a nice hook. My mind is running away with you. I just quite liked it. So I changed everything. I wrote the lyrics, and we started recording it, and I actually had to ask them to dump the track. It was too slow and too low.
Really?
Yeah, so I said, let's cut it again, and we cut it again faster and higher. Now, Al says, I can never sing that song live, you know, like, it's just killing me. I hope he does, though, but that's kind of the news.
You know, that reminds me of the story with Queen, with Freddie Mercury, that Brian May brought to him the song Flash, mm-hmm. for the soundtrack for Flash Gordon. And Freddie went in the studio and came out swearing at Brian and said, I just ripped my vocal cords to sing that song. Why did you have to do it so high? But he got it in two takes and they were able to use it.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he played it live, when Queen played that live, which they didn't do a whole lot of, they brought it down a key or two.
Yeah.
Well, there is a terrific video with this song. And you know the song because it's got a lot of airplay. We're going to play it right now. Courtesy of Kevin Stewart Swain, this is Al Harlow from the Now album. My Mind is Running Away with You, WRCT 88.3 FM.
I'm not afraid. This is Al Harlow of Prism with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Courts in session on WRCT 88.3 FM.
to Jennifer in... Boy, where? I didn't write down where Jennifer is. Well, going out to Jennifer by request, Jeff Healey, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And that was his sophomore album. It went gold all over the world. And here in the studio with Kevin Stewart Swain, you had two good stories about it. Not only the Beatles, on who was playing bass.
Yeah, who was playing bass on the original of that song, because Paul was on piano, Eric Clapton was the lead guitar solo, so it was either John or George, and neither one of them could remember, you know?
The mystery.
Yeah. And then Jeff Healey, who I didn't know or anything, but he was playing on the island, Vancouver Island, and my friend Carl was the opening act, and afterwards they're kind of partying by the swimming pool, and Jeff Healey...
Jeff had been hydrating. And
he'd been very much hydrated, yes, he was very hydrated, and he wanted to fight Carl, blind and everything. He's just swinging and going, come on, you wimp, like, what are you afraid of me? And just challenging Carl to a fight. I don't know what Carl did. He's really... Things like that happen to Carl. And, I guess it dissipated in the end, but I remember that story.
Wow.
Probably over girls, right?
Wars have been started over women, you know? Before the Jeff Healey, going out to Kim in Shadyside, and she called in, and she's excited about the Outlaws Saturday and Sunday, and that's from an album that you will not hear them play from. That's from Los Hombres Malo, 1982 Rebel Girl, and there's a story with that. You want to keep that going and keep that music going?
Okay.
The background of Black Oak, Arkansas. Story behind Rebel Girl, single from the album, followed up the Outlaws having huge success with their big hit single with Ghost Riders in the Sky. And as the new album came out, when it was released to radio, it had been mixed so poorly that radio DJs, even fans of the Outlaws, didn't want to play the album on the air. The record label panicked. They hired a new producer to remix the album, pressed a 4-track EP. Now, of course, back in 1982, there were no CDs. So all the stations were only playing vinyl, like what we do here in Quartz and Session. And by the time the new 4-track was pressed, remixed, and sent to the radio stations, the album had died. And so, poor album sales. And if you're a record collector and you run across, and I've got a few copies of this in my collection, you've run across the 4-track Outlaws with the radio promo mixed for radio, it's worth a few bucks. Great tune, of course, the great Huey Thomason singing. He's singing that up in the sky now. But you won't hear the guys playing that Saturday or Sunday, but they're going to be playing some great music. And before that, we opened up with Kevin's hand-penned My Mind Is Running Away From You by Al Harlow. And I absolutely love that video. That video is a lot of fun. And if you like the song, it's worth checking out on YouTube, because it's just... Song is high energy and catchy, and so is the video.
Yeah, shout out to Steve Harlow, Al's son, who remade that video. Because we kind of did what you're talking about.
Really?
I had my version of the video out with us in the rehearsal space. He added all those cars and everything to it, and color match, and did all this great stuff. So, Stephen Harlow. And before I forget, Lisa Freakrock. I just want to say hi to Lisa Freakrock.
I believe her birth name is Beautiful Lisa Freakrock.
Yes.
So lovely Lisa. Here with Kevin Stewart Swain. You listen to Quartz and Session right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. What fun. Artemis Pyle calling in earlier in the night. We got rock and roll this weekend with the Artemis Pyle Band, the Outlaws, Saturday at the Palace Theater, and the Outlaws Sunday at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh for an all-acoustic show. I'm going to just be in rock and roll heaven this weekend. So talking rock and roll heaven, it's Canada. It's the late 70s, mid-70s. And Kevin Stewart Swain is in high school.
And he's in Barney Bentall.
Oh, but there we go. All right.
Very young, though.
All right. But And you are a fan of Prism, and Prism's arch rival is the band
Trooper.
And tell the story.
Well, my first band, so at that point, it wasn't late 70s because it was a bit before, like 77 or something. And I was in my first band called Joyride. And we were rehearsing and kind of stopped to argue about who was better, Trooper or Prism. And I was on the Prism side, Al. So, you know.
And of course, Trooper, who had hits in America, they sold more albums in Canada than The Who or The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, they're like our Beatles.
Yeah, they were the Canadian Beatles. But never, like Prism, Prism had hits here in the States, but never had the huge fame that they had across the border and Canada.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got the Hot Shots album, and they never said, but that was a greatest hit, so they came out really strong because they put an album out with a chock full of really great songs and didn't say it was greatest hits, you know, Canadian style.
So. Well, let's do this. So we're going to reverse this. Mm-hmm. So you were in Prism in the... avoiding the fist fight, but arguing. So instead of you picking your favorite Prism song, I'll make you pick, what's your favorite, and we'll play it right now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Trooper song?
Well, this one kind of got overlooked because the album had tons of hits, and I mentioned it to Ray McGuire the other day, what a great lyricist he is on top of other things, but it's a song called Live from the Moon.
Oh, what a great track. Well, here it is. I think it's 1976.
Could be.
Right around there. Don't hold me to that. This is Trooper, WRCT.
Favorite Prism tune. Now I gotta say, what is your favorite Trooper song? I mean, your favorite Prism song, because I'm on the Trooper side, too.
All right, well, Love and Ale Harlow, I'm going back to the Henry Small days. This is when love goes wrong, and man, Henry could sing. Fade it down. This is fun. Fun live radio. Don't try this in the shower, guys.
You tell me it's all over. Cheers to one lover.
Singer, you're listening to Quartz in Session here, joined tonight by Kevin Stewart Swain. My favorite Prism song, When Love Goes Wrong. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna do something special tonight. We're gonna sign off for the purposes of the replay show that will be aired Friday morning and Sunday night, but we're gonna keep it going for another half hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, Quartz in Session is now Quartz Adjourned. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. What a ball. What great phone calls. Going to give away another pair of Rolling Stones movie passes next week. And I'm going to take a few days to recover from seeing the Armis Powell Band, the Outlaws, Saturday at the Palace Theater in Greensburg, and Sunday at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh. I want to remind you guys to take care of each other. be kind to each other and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. For dinner. That was Thanksgiving and the Leftovers with Come On Everybody, It's Thanksgiving Day. And that means it's our Thanksgiving edition of the show. I hope you stick around and enjoy it. But first, let's take care of a little business.
I just had another dizzy spell and almost fell. I'm scared they will get worse and never go away.
You're not alone. 69 million people suffer from dizziness and vertigo.
I wonder if there's help.
There is. The Vestibular Disorders Association has a helpline at 800-837-8428 or visit liferebalanced.org.
Can you repeat that?
800-837-8428 or liferebalanced.org.
Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
A couple of other shows I want to tell you about here in WRCT Pittsburgh. Tune into Pinckney Hall. You'll hear tender little ditties that will lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And pull up and put it in park on Joe's Garage, Monday night starting at 7 p.m. Shift into gears, we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs, playing the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Joe's Garage. Monday night, 7 p.m., only on 88.3 WRCT. Okay, get back into it now. This is a band called Pleasantries with Thanksgiving Stuffing.
I'm thankful for the love. out on the pavement, living it for dance. If there's anything redeeming, I haven't seen it yet. And I'm still up at midnight, chewing cigarettes.
I was up in my apartment down in Glendale, Arizona, where the desert's always yellow and the air is always warmer. But I miss my cold, wet home back in Chicago. I eat a cereal for breakfast and I like my toast from Texas. I get dinner from the freezer and my salad's of the Caesar, but ain't the same down here. I gotta go back home. I'm headed up to Mama's there to get me some fixings. Nothing beats Papa's old time Thanksgiving. Cranberry sauce and sweet potato pudding. I steal a second helping when no one ain't looking. My cousin's at the table eating pine whipped cream. Turkey so good you done thought it's a dream. Hit the open road, I wanna give it some gas. I wanna see my funny uncle, he makes everybody laugh. Pranking some TMM on the radio. I'll take a exit 39 to get on Highway 44. I take a look at my watch, there's only 20 hours more till I can see my granny and grandpa back in Chicago. I'm headed up to Mama's there to get me some fixings. Nothing beats Papa's old time Thanksgiving. Cranberry sauce and sweet potato pudding. I steal a second helping when no one ain't looking. My cousin's at the table eating pine whipped cream. Turkey so good you done thought it's a dream. Thanksgiving really is the best time of the year. Sitting around with family and spreading some cheer. But I'm in Glendale right now, I don't wanna be here. I'm headed up to Mama's there to get me some fixings. Nothing beats Papa's old time Thanksgiving. Cranberry sauce and sweet potato pudding. I steal a second helping when no one ain't looking. My cousin's at the table eating pine whipped cream. Turkey so good you done thought it's a dream.
That was TMM with Turkey Daydreams. Before that, Mika Miko, Turkey Sandwich. John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band with Cold Turkey. Dee Dee Sharp, Mashed Potato Time. Jay and the Techniques, Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie. Mac DeMarco, Cooking Up Something Good. We started that long set off with pleasantries and Thanksgiving stuffing. Support comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, we are here for you. Always serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, up next, a little mini set. All songs, well, at least called Black Friday, probably not actually about shopping Black Friday. Anyway, first one up, Steely Dan.
you're listening to this recording, it means that I am dead. So this won't be a live show this week, but we've still got some great music lined up for you on WRCT Pittsburgh's The Atom Smasher. First up, we'll do a couple of songs off of Sandpiper's new album, Outdoor Shower. You can find these guys in the typical streaming platforms. After that,